We hear a very familiar line today, but maybe in a different context. The Lord says, or Moses says, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you." Right? We hear this at every Mass during the consecration of the wine into the precious blood of Christ, that this is the chalice of the covenant in my blood. In the old days, a covenant was this kind of a treaty between two parties, and in this case, the parties are God and man. Well, obviously, there's an infinite gap in between the strength of the two parties, so it doesn't really make sense for God to enter into a treaty with us on one hand. On the other hand, it's unusual in the fact that they know that party, God, knows that the other party is going to be completely unfaithful to the contract. And it's so funny to hear Israel say, "We will do everything the Lord has told us." They say that in the reading today, and then they say, "All that the Lord has said, we will heed and do." And basically, for about, 1,000 pages in your Bible, you'll read about how they don't do anything that God tells them to do. And yet, he doesn't smite them and spill their blood, but what does he do? Instead of, in this covenant, by being ratified by the blood of bulls and goats, his new covenant, his eternal covenant, which we hear in the consecration, is a covenant in his blood. He doesn't pull back from the covenant. He invests himself even more fully. You could say he has skin in the game, that he's put his own flesh, his own blood on the line for this covenant. That's how much God cares about this covenant. For a completely unfaithful people, totally disobedient, violating his generosity time and time again, he doesn't pull back. He doesn't say, "You violated the terms of your contract, now pay the fee." He says, "Okay, I'm going to make this an even sweeter deal." Imagine if your cell phone contract was like that. You messed it up, and then they say, "Okay, we'll lower your price." Only God works like that. It's amazing. Why does he do it? I don't know, but he does. What we have to ask ourselves is, what have we invested into the game? What do we have invested into this covenant? Are we just sitting back and saying, "Wow, God's so generous to us," and not responding at all? Or are we moved in our own lives to say, "What am I giving? What have I invested?" God invested his very self. He became man to shed his blood for us, to ratify the covenant in his blood. Have I shed my blood? Martyrs do it literally. If we're not called to be martyrs at this time, what have I done to shed my spiritual blood, in a sense, in order to sacrifice for God? If there's sins that plague me, have I shed blood to prevent? The epistle to the Hebrews said, "You have not yet resisted sinning to the point of shedding your own blood." That we here who are not martyrs, have we resisted to the point that God has provided for us, namely the shedding of blood? What is it in our lives that plagues us? And have we done what is necessary, always, obviously, by his grace and knowing his mercy? But have we resisted sin to the point of shedding our blood in conformity with the God in whose covenant his own blood was shed?